Russ Feingold says, in his words, the time's ripe to provide health care at all. The seed was first planted by the last administration. It died on the vine.
Compared to 10 years ago when the Clinton plan came out, we have business people coming to my town meeting saying, we want the federal government to do something. They used to say, please stay out of it.
Feingold says major manufacturers like GM, along with hospital leaders, are calling for reform. Health care was one issue the U.S. senator addressed at a Dane County listening session. High gas prices were another.
Tell me what you want to say.
What do you think the U.S. should do about gas prices? Because they're really going all over the board.
About what? Gas prices. Oh, gas prices. Apparently this young man, when he fills up his truck, drives around town, feels he's paying too much money.
Feingold told 6-year-old Thomas Mulholland of Madison the U.S. needs to reduce dependence on foreign oil by using alternative energy. He also praised Al Gore for bringing awareness to the issue of global warming with the documentary film An Inconvenient Truth. Feingold was praised by the crowd for his suggested timetable to get troops out of Iraq. However, several pressed the senator on what they considered Israel's overreaction to Hezbollah attacks. Feingold says Israel has a right to defend itself. He said if he were president, he would have sent a special envoy to the region. Pressed by supporters to make a bid for the White House, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin said that decision will have to wait until after congressional elections, which he says Democrats have a chance to win if they set themselves far enough apart from Republicans. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.